A couple of jazz standards to conclude our highlights from this concert in the Art of Jazz series from the Seattle Art Museum. Don Clement at the piano, Chris Simer on bass, Devon Lewis on drums. We heard them doing Blue Monk and Savoy. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for house sound and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production. This program and others in the series are available for streaming at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR news.
And Jim Burns started our set there with Old Dog Tricks. Thanks for tuning in.
This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Ted Weems Orchestra, one from 1927 and one from 1929, and the vocalist is Parker Gibbs.
welcome that they rave about. No one can understand, it puts you in demand. Say, I know one who has it, and she stands right out. Am I happy? Am I proud? You can't pick her in a crowd, for she's got it. And plenty of it, brother, she's got it. I never saw another have so much of such and such. She's really not exquisite, but after all, what is it? Lips and eyes, just like a million others, still what made me fall. Now it ain't that, that ain't it. That is that, and it is it. Say she's got it, that's all.
Thank you.
Ted Weems Orchestra, 1927, doing She's Got It, in 1929, What a Day. Parker Gibbs doing the vocalizing, recorded by Victor Records. Wonderful piano by Jack O'Brien and tuba by Louis Terman, and exciting clarinet by Dick Cunliffe. All there, Harry Turner playing the trombone solo as well. And they were playing for dancers, mostly. And that was where the money was. And that's pretty much held true for a long time in the business. The music business is different from the music. Ted Weems. Charlie Mingus now, solo piano. 1963 Impulse. He's going to do Meditations for Moses, an old portrait, and that will be chased by tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson, Ron Carter bass, and Al Foster at the Village Vanguard, and their version of Portrait. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that set started with Charlie Mingus playing the piano, solo piano, two compositions by him, Meditations for Moses, an old portrait. Then Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass at the Village Vanguard in New York Live, 1985, did their version of Mingus' portrait, and Thelonious Monk's Ask Me Now, that for Blue Note and for Charlie Mingus Impulse Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington Foster School of Business, an MBA for busy mid-career professionals with an online information session November 28th and class visits happening now through early December. Register at foster.uw.edu/EMBA.
Because I had all these years of professional development training behind me, speaking in front of audiences and everything, and I got up there and forgot the words.
That's Eugenie Jones, one of the Northwest's favorite jazz singers, talking about her first time on stage. You can hear Eugenie's full session and all of our archives featuring the Manhattan Transfer, Joshua Redman, Pearl Django, Abdullah Ibrahim, and so much more. Just surf over to knkx.org. Thanks to Portage Bay Cafe for their support.
The law offices of J. Michael Gallagher, proud to support the art of jazz. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Bertha Hill singing for you. She was known as Chippy. Chicago, 1926 for OK Records. Lovesick Blues, Lonesome Weary Blues. With her on cornet, Louis Armstrong. At the piano, Richard M. Jones. Bertha Chippy Hill. Right here. This is the Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Sutter Home and Hearth. Sharing listeners' love of jazz, blues, and news, Sutter Home provides energy-efficient and decorative gas fireplaces installed by licensed and certified professionals, celebrating 38 years of service to Puget Sound customers. Information available at their newly redesigned Seattle showroom and online at SutterHearth.com. GET, Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition Program. Helping families save for college with a state guarantee, flexible plans, and a nationwide choice of colleges. Enrollment information and details online at get.wa.gov.
Social media has played a big role in bringing recent sexual assault cases to light. But for victims who want to bring criminal charges against their abusers, what they have posted on Facebook could be used against them.
Is that victim out partying all the time, which victims are allowed to do, but in a criminal context, it will come back to haunt them.
Social media and sexual assault on the next Morning Edition.
And now Ben Webster would like to come in and play his tenor sax for you from 1972 Nessa Records. Here's Jimmy McHugh's classic, Don't Blame Me.
Thank you.
Ben Webster, Don't Blame Me, 1972, his tenor sax, Tete Montulio piano, Eric Pater on string bass, and Pierre Weberis playing the drums. Ben Webster and Don't Blame Me. Gene Cardos now, Merrymakers, 1933, the vocalist is Dick Robertson.
Looking for my Shanghai Lil. I learned to love her. The little devil was just a butterfly. But you discover something on the level shining in her eyes. Oh, I've been trying to forget her, but what's the use? I never will. I'll be looking high and I'll be looking low till I find my Shanghai Lil. To the jingle of a wedding bell. How about a little reservation at the honeymoon hotel? Honeymooning's gonna be my hobby. Don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Wait until we walk into the lobby of the honeymoon hotel. Cupid is the night flirt, 'neath the stars above. He just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses to the honeymoon hotel.
Gene Cardos and his Merrymakers, 1933 for Perfect Records, 2 by composer Harry Warren and lyricist Al Dubin. The vocalist was Dick Robertson. The songs were Shanghai Lil and Honeymoon Hotel. Wonderful sparkling arrangements also. Gene Cardos and Dick Robertson, 1933. This is your independent station, KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Stephen Scott Trio now, 1994, his piano. Michael Bowie playing the string bass and Clarence Penn on the drums. Stephen Scott Trio, 1994 for Verve Records, his piano. Michael Bowie playing string bass, Clarence Penn on the drums. Poinciana, written by Buddy Bernieri and Nat Simon. And Solitude by Duke Ellington. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer e-bikes and accessories for those looking to make the shift to an electric bike. Rad Power Bikes Ballard Shop offers information about e-bike technology and test rides. More at radpowerbikes.com.
I named it Oscar, after the boxer Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm Chris Henry, and this is Pam Henry, and we had a Chevy S10, and we donated to public radio.
It was tough.
He had tears
in his eyes.
I cried.
Mean, it was like losing a pet or something, because he was all choked up.
I think it was the greatest idea to do with the truck. It served us so well. It needed to serve another purpose.
Please believe us when we say it's generally not that traumatic. Donate your car at knkx.org.
All right. We had Duke Ellington's composition Solitude, played by Stephen Scott Trio, and now Ellington in Newport at the Jazz Festival 1956 for Columbia Records, Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. This was long-standing in the book of Ellington. He put it together sometime in the 1930s, and they made a 10-inch 78 record of Diminuendo in Blue, and then the other side would be Crescendo in Blue. In person, between the two, Ellington would play something at the piano leading in to the second section. At Newport, he decided, he also got the great trombonist Lawrence Brown to come down front of the band and play a piece that Ellington wrote specifically to be played between those two pieces called Translucency. And at Newport, he decided to let Paul Gonsalves stretch out on his tenor saxophone, and at the end, Cat Anderson on his trumpet. Fine work throughout by everybody, and Jimmy Wood, string bass, and Sammy Woodyard, always brilliant on the drums. Duke Ellington with Paul Gonsalves on tenor, Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue.
And now we would like to play some of our 1938 vintage, Diminuendo in Blue and Crescendo in Blue. These are separated by an interval by Paul Gonsalves. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Duke Ellington's Orchestra, 1956, at the Newport, Rhode Island Jazz Festival, recorded by Columbia. And Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue by Ellington, and featuring tenor saxophonist Paul Gonsalves on, I don't know how many choruses of the blues did he do. I want to say 20. I counted them one time, a long time ago. And I thought, what am I counting this for? Just listen to it. And in the stratosphere at the end, the great Cat Anderson and his trumpet, and Jimmy Wood string bass, and Sammy Woodyard plugging along on that. Just crescendo, crescendo, crescendo. Duke Ellington, 1956. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Sutter Home and Hearth. Sharing listeners' love of jazz, blues, and news, Sutter Home provides energy-efficient and decorative gas fireplaces installed by licensed and certified professionals, celebrating 38 years of service to Puget Sound customers. Information available at their newly redesigned Seattle showroom and online at sutterhearth.com. Thank you.
Trombonist Kai Winding, 1945 for Savoy Records. His trombone. Stan Getz, his tenor. Shorty Rogers playing trumpet. Shorty Allen, no relation, playing piano. Iggy Shavak on string bass. Shelly Mann on drums. Sweet Miss by Winding. And Grab Your Axe Max by Winding. Kai Winding, 1945. In Hollywood, 1949, Billie Holiday, live on the job, assisting her, her longtime accompanist, Bobby Tucker.
You old gloomy sight. Good morning, honey. Thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't chase you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, honey. Here we go again. Good morning, honey. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, honey. Sit down. Stop haunting me now. Can't chase you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning. Sit down. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do to you? My tears for you make everything hazy. Out in my were the friends who were near me to cheer me when I needed you. But you were the kind who would hate me, desert me when I'm feeling blue. Yes, you kept driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do to you? How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me when I needed you. But you were the kind who would hate me, desert me when I'm feeling blue. Hey, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do to you? You're driving me crazy.
Concert in Hollywood, 1949. Bobby Tucker on the piano. Good Morning Heartache, You're Driving Me Crazy, and a beauty called I'll Look Around and Maybe You'll Be There. 1949. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Seattle Children's, thanking businesses for including essential pediatric specialty care in their healthcare plans. More information can be found at enrollwithcare.org. That's enrollwithcare.org. GET, Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, helping families save for college with a state guarantee, flexible plans, and a nationwide choice of colleges. Enrollment information and details online at get.wa.gov.
A lot of stories that make national news these days have implications in our region.
Murray was the leading Democrat in bipartisan healthcare talks before they collapsed.
The sort of identity of being a black woman was kind of put onto me before
Washington
I really accepted.
Has always been and will always remain a place that welcomes and embraces people.
I'm Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. We explain how stories making national news affect your life. Join us weekday mornings from 4 to 9 on 88.5 KNK.
Thank you.
Piano player James B. Johnson and his Blue Note Jazz Men started that set in 1944. Sid DeParis playing trumpet, Big Dickinson trombone, Ben Webster tenor, Arthur Shirley at the guitar, John Simmons bass, Sid Catlett on the drums. After You've Gone, Enjoy Meeting. All right. Then Charlie Barnett's band, 1949 for Capitol Records, with Trudy Richards singing Easy Living by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, arranged for the band by Paul Villapique, string bass by Eddie Safransky, and the drums by Cliff Lehman. Then Bunny Briggs did some scat singing, making up stuff and going along with the band like a horn. Wonderful. Gil Fuller's arrangement and composition, Oh Henry. Dick Haver's fine tenor saxophone, and Vinnie Jean equally so on the alto saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is your independent station, KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Trombonist Roswell Rudd for Soul Note now, and his band. trombonist Roswell Rudd and friends in Milan, 1982, for Soul Note Records. Steve Lacy, soprano saxophone. Misha Mengelberg, piano. Kent Carter on string bass. Han Bennick on the drums. One by Herbie Nichols called 2300 Skidoo. And Thelonious Monk's Friday the 13th. Roswell Rudd trombone and friends. Trombone's been around, I don't know, since the 15th century or something like that. Here's Charles A. Prince's band for Columbia Records, 1918. Prince was a music director for Columbia from 1900 to 1920. And more trombone material. Two by Henry Fillmore. 1918, Miss Trombone and Les's Trombone.
Thank you.
Jose Prince Band, 1918 for Columbia Records, Miss Trombone and Lass's Trombone. Both of them featured and written and arranged by Henry Fillmore. Trombone sections, all of that stuff. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Habitat for Humanity stores in Seattle, King County. Shopping at the Habitat stores in South Center and Bellevue supports the mission to build stability, self-reliance, and shelter for King County families through their home ownership and repair programs. More at HabitatSKC.org.
Because I had all these years of professional development training behind me, speaking in front of audiences and everything, and I got up there and forgot the words.
That's Eugenie Jones, one of the Northwest's favorite jazz singers, talking about her first time on stage. You can hear Eugenie's full session and all of our archives featuring the Manhattan Transfer, Joshua Redman, Pearl Django, Abdullah Ibrahim, and so much more. Just surf over to knkx.org. Thanks to Portage Bay Cafe for their support.
The annual Festival of Trees, December 1st and 2nd, benefiting Marybridge Children's Hospital at the Greater Tacoma Convention Center, with three celebrations, gala, tinsel on the town, and breakfast with Santa. Tickets and information at festivaloftreestacoma.org.
I've got a crush on someone. Guess who I've got a crush on? You, sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. How glad a million laddies, from millionaires to caddies, would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. maybe some kind fate, maybe will help you discover where to find your lover. You will hear you. Paradise will open its gate, maybe soon, maybe it is. or what the place or what the climate is. Oh, soon our little ship will come sailing home through every storm, never failing. The day you're mine, this world will be in tune. Let's make that day come soon. Let's make that day come soon.
Ella Fitzgerald and Ellis Larkin playing the piano. Decca Records. I've Got a Crush on You, Maybe, and Soon, all written by Gershwin. For you, Ella Fitzgerald and Ellis Larkin's wonderful left hand he had in the piano. Amazing. And her voice is ineffable. Decca Records. They did quite a few things. She, of course, did, for Norman Granz, did certain composers. The works of Cole Porter and all of that. Well worth having if you like the purity of her voice. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm working to reduce conflict in difficult or complex divorce situations. Seattle Divorce Services offers both litigation and non-litigation options. More information at seattledivorceservices.com.
GET, Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition Program. Helping families save for college with a state guarantee, flexible plans, and a nationwide choice of colleges. Enrollment information and details online at get.wa.gov.
From the time your feet hit the floor in the morning to when your cereal hits the bowl, the news can change pretty radically.
We don't know what the charges are.
The allegations became public. Harvey Weinstein said he was going to take a leave.
Male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway.
And when it does, Morning Edition keeps you up to date with reliable, fact-based, and efficient reporting. Wake up with Morning Edition tomorrow.
Start your week with Morning Edition tomorrow from 4 to 9 on 88.5 KNKX.
And Cecil Taylor Quartet now for Contemporary Records, 1958. His piano, and his composition, Earl Griffith on vibes, Buell Neidinger playing the bass, Dennis Charles on drums, and Taylor's composition, Excursion on a Wobbly Rail.
Thank you.
If you see a tear in someone's eye, if you see that someone almost cry, you may wonder why they're sad, why they feel so bad. Just listen, I'll tell you why. Somebody's lonely for someone who's lonely too. Somebody's waiting for someone to whisper, I love you. If you're in doubt who that someone may be, look in my eyes and you'll see somebody's lonely for someone who's lonely too. Somebody's lonely for someone who's lonely too. Somebody's waiting for someone to whisper, I love you. If you're in doubt who that someone may be, look in my eyes and you'll see somebody's lonely for someone who's lonely too.
I'm gonna tote my suitcase, baby. I'm gonna tote my suitcase all day. Well, I'm gonna keep on toting till I tote my blues away. Tote my suitcase, baby. Tote my suitcase ain't no fun. Tote my suitcase, baby. Tote my suitcase ain't no fun. I'm got my hands on my ticket, in my mind on what I'm gone. She said, if you're going to leave me, will you please be so not kind? Will you please be so nice and kind? If I never no more see you, I forever have you on my mind. door this morning. You put me out in gray showers of rain. You put me out door this morning. Put me out in gray showers of rain. You mistreat me, mama. I am the evil deity, doggone thing. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, and I can't wear shoes. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, and I can't wear shoes. Taking my feet to the doctor. Ask the doctor, what's the matter? Says I can't cure your feet, son. Your corns all scattered. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear shoes. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear shoes. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, and I can't wear shoes. I woke up this morning, my shoe was chock full of holes. My feet so tender, and my corns so sore. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear shoes. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear shoes. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear no shoes. Says I started downtown, dressed all in white. My suit was too big, and my shoes fitting tight. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear shoes.
Yes, man.
Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear no shoes. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear shoes. Woke up this morning, that's what I saw. Soaking my feet, hot water and dance soul. I'm got the Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee blues. Baby, I can't wear no shoes, honey. Baby, I can't wear shoes.
Cecil Taylor started that set. His quartet, 1958 for Contemporary. His piano, Earl Griffith vibes, Buell Neidlinger on bass, and Dennis Charles on drums. Taylor's Excursion on a Wobbly Rail. Johnny Marvin, his uke for ukulele and his voice, 1926, Columbia Records, Somebody's Lonely, and then, excuse me, Roosevelt Scott in Chicago, 1940 for Vocalion, with Jesse Coleman on piano and Fred Williams on drums, Suitcase Blues and Tenderfoot Blues. This is your independent station, KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz. And I've got 6 hours of blues coming up in just a moment or two. First, a quick look at our Puget Sound area weather forecast. It's pretty simple. Rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Chance of rain Monday, highs in the 50s. Then looks like a wet week ahead. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, rain each day. It's going to be kind of warmish, highs in the upper 50s, Thanksgiving Day included. And right now, over just about all of our Western Washington listening area, it is raining. 43 in Seattle, 42 degrees in Tacoma, 41 in Olympia, and in Bellingham, 43 degrees. Well, good evening, and thanks for tuning in. Sunday night, 6 o'clock. My name is John Kessler, and I'm with you for the next 6 hours of All Blues. And I've got a lot of new stuff to play for you tonight. Sharon Jones has a posthumous release that just came out last week. We'll hear that in just a few minutes. Also new stuff from Tommy Castro, Samantha Fish, Ronnie Earl, The Blues Time Machine at 8. And let's get this thing going. I got something for a nice rainy night like tonight. It's ZZ Hill with the Down Home Blues on 88.5 KNKX.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink, on